Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.3% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed markets in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are mixed in early trade. Bonds are mixed, with US 10-year yields steady at 4.24%. The dollar is slightly softer across the board, oil is down, gold is weaker, industrial metals are lower. There is no change in the broader market narrative, with discussions ongoing related to the central bank outlook. The FOMC dated overnight index swap is pricing in around 75% odds of a June cut. European central bank officials seem to support a June move for the governing council to begin the rate cut cycle. And markets are getting more aggressive on the Bank of England rate cut outlook, with bets increasing for a May easing, although June is still seen as more likely. In other news, Reuters reported that Chinese regulators are urging banks to speed up loan approvals for whitelist real estate development projects. This marks a continuation of efforts to support the housing market, with authorities also leaning on reducing borrowing costs following February's record cut to the 5-year loan prime rate. In geopolitical news, tensions are ratcheting higher after the US and UK accused China hackers of orchestrating a cyber espionage campaign against democratic institutions. This comes as the UK has named China as a threat to national security. On the data front, it's a very quiet macro calendar in Europe again. Early attention is on better German GfK consumer confidence after a recent improvement in other forward-looking indicators. In Asia overnight, Australian consumer sentiment deteriorated amid mounting concerns over the near-term economic outlook. South Korean consumer sentiment also fell amid a surge in agriculture goods prices. Japan corporate services PPI inflation was unchanged above 2%. And there is a tension on the Chinese yuan after it extended its rebound following another stronger-than-expected Bank of China fixing of the daily midpoint. Due up on today's US economic calendar, durable goods orders, Redbook Index, FHFA House Price Index, consumer confidence, and crude inventories. Asian equities ended mixed on Tuesday in a quiet session. Hong Kong markets bounced back from recent lows, with banks the best performers today, even as regulators urge banks to accelerate loan approvals for whitelist real estate development projects. Economist views are also consolidating around further reserve requirement ratio cuts before year-end to support the economy. Capital outflow pressures are still seen weighing on the yuan, with strategists pointing to continued net dollar purchasing. In other regional news, Singapore's manufacturing output rose by more than expected as the country's uneven economic recovery continued, and Thailand exports rose in February, although at a slower pace than in January. European equity markets are mixed in early trade. In European news, France's public sector budget deficit widened to 5.5% of GDP for 2023, much higher than the government's 4.9% target. The breakdown showed a notable slowdown in revenue growth due to slowing economic activity, new measures on tax reduction, and a decline in transfers. And according to eToro's Retail Investor Beat survey, UK investors have become more upbeat on the outlook for UK equity markets amid more bullish calls for the UK outlook. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.